A snake on the loose is making this a summer to remember in Moody, Alabama. The woods in and around the town already contain copperheads and rattlesnakes, but it's the 5-foot African spitting cobra that has the town on alert. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Ben Philpott reports.
The small town of Moody lies just off Interstate 20 in central Alabama, where fields and forest are gradually giving way to shopping malls. Moody used to be farm country, but is now becoming a bedroom community for Birmingham, 20 miles to the west. People in this town of 8,000 are used to finding unsavory wildlife in the woods, but a cobra that is known to spit venom to blind its victim and then attack with a deadly bite, that's just a little much. Anthony Gullidge is keeping his children indoors.
Until the snake's found. Plain and simple. I mean, I don't know very much about the cobra or what it can do. It may be able to crossbreed. I don't know. I mean, so until they find the snake out, you know, it's not a good thing around here. I mean, I'm always going to be worried about my kids out there.
Choruses of "Watch out for the snake" follow Gullidge's 12-year-old son Brandon anytime he does step out of the house. He stops playing on the computer, his indoor entertainment, long enough to give a rundown of what adults have been telling him about the snake.
Don't go outside. It will kill you. And my aunt, she told me that 8 minutes you'll be dead, and then she changed it to 3 minutes you'll be dead, and then 1 minute you'll be dead.
35-year-old David Horsley lost the snake about a month ago. He kept it in a trailer in his backyard as a pet, along with his monocle cobra, death adder, black pine snake, ball python, and a couple of lizards and scorpions. He explained,
"It's part of heritage. My dad's Indian and stuff."
Horsley says his particular cobra is not aggressive and not as much of a threat as people think, but he's still doing everything he can to help catch it. The town of Moody has given out 48 snake traps to people in Horsley's neighborhood. Wes Walker of Critter Control helped distribute the glue-bottomed cardboard boxes.
You don't want to lift the edge of the trap up.
Yeah.
If he's in there.
Yeah.
On a recent afternoon, he and Horsley checked the traps in Horsley's backyard.
You got some of the other ones, don't you? You got some more of these traps.
Yeah, they're up in the trailer.
Yeah, leave the ones in the trailer. And this one's pretty much shot. That's going to be the best chance of getting him if he's still around here.
In one trap, Walker finds no cobra, just a few bugs.
What we got here is a fine display of mole crickets.
Town officials say they don't think the cobra will bite anyone, but they're not taking any chances. The local hospital has set up an emergency plan to helicopter any victims to Birmingham, where they could be treated with antivenin. Without the serum, a snake bite victim could die in a few hours. And the town just confiscated Horsley's other snakes and passed an ordinance that prohibits owning a deadly animal without a permit. But with the cobra still missing, summer in Moody remains an indoor affair. Leela Goolsby says the neighborhood children are not visiting her much at the Friendly Mart convenience store about a mile from Horsley's house. Jimmy Russell lives even closer. He's come out of his house just long enough to visit the local hardware store. He says he wants the snake caught and dead now.
They say it'll die in the wintertime, but the wintertime's a long time off. It can kill a bunch of people between here and then.
So if you're in town, watch the ground, watch the bushes, cover your eyes, and run from anything black and slithery. For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott in Moody, Alabama.